We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve and Tad. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 26 degrees here at 8:30 on a Tuesday morning. Former Sedgwick County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell could be on the hook for potentially thousands of dollars in civil fines if an ethics panel this week finds he violated state campaign finance law. A complaint shows O'Donnell faces 9 counts of campaign finance violations for allegedly funneling money from his campaign account to his personal checking account and to 4 friends he fraudulently reported as campaign workers. The Wichita Eagle reports the Kansas Governmental Ethics Commission has scheduled a hearing for Wednesday in Topeka. Governors are looking to draw back COVID-19 restrictions. As case numbers continue decreasing nationwide, Fox's Alex Hogan reports.
Here in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo says declining cases mean that state restrictions could soon ease. And across the country, in California, the state lifting its stay-at-home orders. Demand for ICU beds decreasing in California, the state scaling back on the lockdown that went into effect in December. Meanwhile, Governor Gavin Newsom faces another challenge, a campaign to remove him. Organizers say they collected more than 1 million of the 1.5 million signatures needed for a statewide ballot recall. Activists say they're angry about pandemic restrictions as well as raging cases of COVID-19. As the vaccine effort continues around the world, the EU calling out AstraZeneca for delivery delays.
Johns Hopkins University reports the U.S. has over 25 million confirmed cases of COVID-19. Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News he has hopes that health officials will soon get the upper hand on COVID-19.
We can get back to normal, I think, a little. It's going to take some time, but we're closer now than we have been. And I am optimistic that at the very least, we're going to see less folks dying, less folks hospitalized in the next month or so.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says she wants to move the state's tourism division into the Department of Commerce.
The tourism division is currently part of the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. During a news briefing, Lieutenant Governor and former Commerce Secretary David Tolan says the change could help the state market its destinations.
This is a good government, common sense move that is really being pushed by the industry. We know that the hospitality industry in our state has been hit extraordinarily hard.
The change would become effective July 1st if the Kansas legislature does not object. The tourism division would then be part of the business development area of the Department of Commerce. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
U.S. Senators Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall from Kansas have declared support for legislation authorizing the continuation of construction on the Keystone XL pipeline, after President Joe Biden revoked a federal permit for a project designed to speed movement of crude oil from Canada to a key hub in Nebraska.
The Kansas Republicans joined several GOP Senate colleagues to sponsor a bill allowing the pipeline expansion to move ahead. Canceling the Keystone XL pipeline will cost our country thousands of jobs, raise energy prices, and make us more dependent on foreign countries to supply our energy, Moran said. At a time when our economy and communities are hurting due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we should be focusing on sending people back to work, not taking their jobs away. Marshall said that Biden's revocation of the construction permit would derail a project tied to 11,000 jobs. He said the action would eventually increase the price of gasoline at the pump and crush our energy industry. Over the years, Marshall said, the Keystone XL pipeline has undergone extensive environmental and safety studies that have been verified, tested, and approved by both the courts and independent groups.
Kansas Information Network's Britt Swigert reporting. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Yesterday, we had all rain in south-central Kansas. Tonight, though, we will get a chance of snow. Clouding up with temperatures likely in the upper 20s around lunchtime, 32 for the high this afternoon. Snow begins this evening. Could see about half to 1 inch possible across south-central Kansas, our low 22, then clearing early Wednesday with a high 32. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now cloudy, 26 degrees, north wind at 13 miles per hour. 8:36 now, Steve and Ted in the morning, and it's time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
There was trouble in the stands at Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday, and it did involve a musician.
R&B artist Trey Songz was arrested Sunday night, pulled from his seats at Arrowhead Stadium by police amid a skirmish during the AFC Championship.
Hey, he didn't do nothing wrong. That dude is out of control.
TMZ obtaining video of the singer being brought into custody. According to officials, fans sitting near Trey Songz complained that he and members of his party were not following stadium COVID protocols, namely not wearing any face coverings. Cops intervened after security attempted to quell things. Trey Songz is accused of attacking one of the officers, while some witnesses say that cops were immediately and unnecessarily aggressive towards the Bottoms Up singer. He's now facing multiple charges, including assaulting a police officer, which is a low-grade felony. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Of course, on the field, the Kansas City Chiefs won that game and are going to the Super Bowl. A big-name pop star says she will be on site at the Super Bowl.
Miley Cyrus will now be performing at the Super Bowl pregame show that will air both on CBS and on TikTok. Cyrus writing on Instagram that she'll be there for the TikTok tailgate taking place before kickoff. She'll be performing for 7,500 healthcare workers that have already received both doses of the COVID-19 vaccine that have been invited to see the big game in person in Tampa, Florida. Musical artist The Weeknd is set to be the only performer for the halftime show. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
An announcement from Billboard.
The Billboard 2021 Music Awards announced their live show will take place Sunday, May 23rd. On NBC at 8 Eastern, the nominees and presenters will be announced at a later date. The show honors the musicians who have topped the Billboard charts in the past year. Last year's show was hosted by Kelly Clarkson in October after being postponed due to the COVID-19 crisis. I just keep on hoping that you call me. Post Malone was the big winner, taking home 9 awards from his chart-topping album, Hollywood's Bleeding. Other winners included Billie Eilish for Top New Artist, Jonas Brothers for Top Duo and or Group, Luke Combs for Country Artist, and Panic at the Disco for Rock Artist. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
Apparently, Bridgerton, the Netflix series, is full of historical inaccuracies.
Fans of the Netflix at Bridgerton spotting yellow lines on a street with horse and buggies, lines which didn't exist during the period pieces era, the UK, and the 1800s. One tweets, so far spotted a single yellow line in a telecom's manhole cover, adding, I didn't realize the 19th century Brits were such pioneers. Another seeing a poster for a UK retailer. The historical slip-up sparking comparisons to the viral Game of Thrones coffee cup flub. Still, critics say it's a great one to watch. Netflix revealing the show will return for a second season. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Disney standing behind its choice of host for a new Star Wars series.
Disney is defending the host of the High Republic show, web series offering news into the Star Wars franchise after backlash over tweets deemed racist against white people. Some combed through Christina Ariel's past tweets and found several where Ariel condemned all white women for their role in racism and white supremacy. The company responded through its Star Wars Twitter account, writing, "Our Star Wars community is one of hope and inclusivity. We do not stand for bullying and racism. We support Christina Ariel." Ariel, during the protests over the summer, in one tweet wrote, "Just a reminder that white women are just as complicit in the upholding and enforcing of white supremacy." Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
A record deal following a TikTok video.
26-year-old Nathan Evans, a mailman in Scotland, recently posting his version of the 19th century sea shanty, The Wellerman, to TikTok.
Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
Millions viewing it, the sing-along sparking remixes around the world, including from composer Andrew Lloyd Webber. Evans taking to TikTok to reveal he quit his job, signing a deal with Polydor Records.
I'll eat champagne, bye.
Releasing the tune as a single. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Catchy.
Snappy, yeah.
A magical TV show for Harry Potter fans.
Harry Potter.
you have fought valiantly.
The world's favorite Hogwarts student is heading to the small screen. HBO Max is in early development of a Harry Potter TV series.
Join me and confront your fate.
The book series is one of the most popular of all time, with 7 books having sold over 500 million copies worldwide, which were adapted into an 8-film franchise that grossed $8 billion, with 2 prequel spinoffs in Fantastic Beasts. No word yet on what the series is about, other than it would center on the wizarding world that Potter lived in. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
90 years ago on this night on Broadway, play opened called Green Grow the Lilacs. Set in Indian Territory, featured some folk songs. Franco Tone had the lead role.
No, really?
And there was a young man named Woodward Ritter making his Broadway debut in the cast. Later Tex? Became known as Tex Winter.
Tex.
Famous country music singer.
All right.
John Ritter's dad. Why is Green Grow the Lilacs important?
I don't know.
It later, 12 years later, Rodgers and Hammerstein used that as their musical Oklahoma.
For Oklahoma? Yeah. Yeah.
Which then revolutionized Broadway.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Last night on ABC, The Bachelor. Steve McIntosh riveted to his television as Victoria and Katie.
So I just really didn't like when you shut me down during group conversation. And I feel like you've done that on multiple occasions. Are you talking about today when you were calling Sarah names? When I said the trash took itself out? I just would love an apology because
you're not going to get an
you
apology.
You told me to stop when I wasn't done expressing myself.
Expressing yourself and name calling are two different things.
Well, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
And I can express myself with name calling when I choose to.
I would like an apology.
Apology?
Yeah.
Name call what I want.
All right. Well, more drama as former Miss Puerto Rico, Catalina, arrived with a crown on her head and Victoria took it from her and said, I'm the queen.
Catalina, come here. I would love to meet you.
Okay. I mean, I, of course.
Uh-oh.
I'll go over
I'm
there.
Over.
Are you a former Miss? Or like?
Yeah, so I'm Victoria, like the queen.
Okay.
And so I think I should have that crown, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean,
thank you.
Victoria. The claws are out, man. Like, yikes.
Are they tussling over a tiara?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, behavior you would see from four-year-olds,
yeah.
And that's an insult to four-year-olds. That's,
to most four-year-olds,
to this behavior.
Maturity, yeah.
And, of course, then you've got more drama as Anna confronted Brittany.
Coming into this, I actually was getting messages from people in Chicago and just kind of them saying, like, watch out for this girl. That, like, you're an escort and all this stuff.
Wait, you were telling people in the house that?
I think that's an awful thing to say about someone, and I want to apologize. But also kind of give you the space if you wanted to talk about, like, why people were sending warnings about you when I literally have never met you.
No, I'm not an escort. Like, it's just, like, so ridiculous to even, like, say that, like, to have that come out of my mouth. Like, I've had a boyfriend my entire, like, since I was 16.
She couldn't even say the word life.
Like,
she
life,
said
like
instead.
Oh,
idiot.
That's like okay. Silly.
There you go. Entertainment news in the blur brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair, a fantastic family-owned appliance repair business. If your appliance is in trouble, call Terry. Make an appointment. Here's that phone number, 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
A department shuffle at the state level. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, coming up. Like with Steve and Ted on KNSS.